This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith, and you can find us at churchonline.com. But we spell that differently. We spell it CHRCH because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I want to take us to Psalm 142. And Psalm 142 is one of those psalms that tells you where it fits historically. It's a psalm of David, and it says when David was in the cave. Now, there's a couple of places where David was in the cave, but there's one particular place that I think, and other scholars think too, that it's in the cave called Adullam. And this is found in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. It says, David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. So when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress and everyone who was in debt and everyone who was discontented gathered to him. So he became captain over them, and there were about 400 men with them. Again, I believe this is probably at least one of the times when David was in a cave, and it does certainly fit the psalm. But I love the description. People came to David who are in distress and debt and in debt and discontented. And that does actually reflect the prayer of David. And if you think about it, this is that time when King Saul is trying to kill him. King Saul is after David, really just because of jealousy. No other reason. He has been rejected as king, and David was anointed as king. And David wants to see him, Saul rather, wants to see him gone. So you can hear these words of the psalm. Again, Psalm 142, it says, I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord, I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. What really caught my attention in Psalm 142 over this past week is verse 2 in particular. It says, I pour out my complaint before him. And I began to study that because that just, I don't know, I could just imagine those places in my life, and maybe you can too, those times when we just pour out our hearts to the Lord. But the word's actually a little deeper than just simply pouring out. It literally is spilled out. I just spilled out my complaints to God as if I'm just so filled with, I don't know, so many challenges. I'm so discontented. I'm so in debt. I'm so in distress. I just start praying and it just spills out. I don't know if that's your place this morning or if the Lord has you in a different kind of season. I don't know. But we can relate to King David in this cave with these other people around him. Somebody wants to take his life. You don't even know where to go. And again, to put ourselves in David's shoes, David has been anointed king by Samuel. He's the one supposed to be leading the country, at least according to the prophet and according to God. But here he is, living in a cave with his thoughts and his fears and his distress. And then he's just crying out to the Lord. He's just spilling out everything that's within him. And I love that because that's exactly what prayer is, isn't it? Just a time when we could just lay it all out before the Lord. It doesn't matter if it's 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and we just can't sleep because of all the things in our head. Can we just spill it out before him? Can we just let him know, just give it all to him? But it's also the second part of this psalm. There's three parts, really. The first part, the Lord crying out, pouring out, spilling out our request to him. But then verses 3 and 4 gives us tremendous comfort. Listen to these words. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, you have secretly set a snare for me. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. Verse 3 in particular, the second part of this is that God knows. God sees. God understands, and God is at work in it. Now, maybe you're at that place today where you're just spilling out your requests to God. You're just spilling out those prayers to God. But you have to know those words. You knew my path in the way in which I walk. God sees it all. There's a tendency for us to think that when we're in these times of distress, these times when we're discouraged, the times, yes, when we're in debt, when we feel like God doesn't see, we feel like God doesn't hear our prayers, but we know that He does. The scripture teaches that. King David is an example of that. In this time, when he's in the cave, the Lord was still with him, and the Lord led him and guided him. Saul was never able to kill him, as he tried to several times. And David never took revenge on Saul, but instead he kept his distance, tried to set himself up in a way that when he did become king, in God's perfect timing, he would be ready. The last part of this psalm, the third part, is the Lord hears our cry, the Lord knows, and the Lord responds. Verse 5, I cried to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. Those last words, they're coming from a place that David knows. David's been there. David's had this occur in his own life. You will deal bountifully with me. Deal with me. And David even lays it out there. You know what's going on. You know my persecutors. You know they're stronger than I am. Bring my soul out of this prison. And doesn't it feel that way at times? We're in this dark time, difficult time, and it does feel like we're in a prison. Now, we can get that visual image as David's in that cave. You can imagine just a cold, damp, dark cave. And it feels like a prison in more ways than one. But then, your righteousness shall surround me. You shall deal bountifully with me. The Lord answers prayers. Psalm 142, again, those three parts. The Lord hears. The Lord knows. The Lord meets our needs. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. And of course, when you say those words, we recognize that sometimes our needs are not just financial, sometimes spiritual, sometimes, yes, mental, emotional. And the Lord meets our needs every time, all the time. I don't know what you're going through today, but I just feel like somebody needs to hear that today. The Lord's hearing our prayers today. He will. He knows our circumstances. Nothing gets past him, and he will respond. And always we remind ourselves, it's not according to our timing. We want it done today. But the Lord is always in his perfect timing. He comes through exactly at the right time. And he will, even in your time of distress, in your prison, in your cave. All we need to do is just spill out our heart to God. Again, don't know what everybody's going through, but I know somebody needs to hear that today.